You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Now, if you happen to be watching RTE television throughout the day, you'll hear little snippets like this, which throw some light on the lives of young people in Ireland.
So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
For homework, I have to do maths, which is really boring. And I have a project about the famine, which is also boring. But I feel sorry to the children that what happens to them. Tuxedo, stop! Silly Tuxedo.
Tuxedo is the dog, as I understand it, and that's the voice of Susie Power. And it's part of an ambitious project which involved filming hundreds of young Irish people doing what they do on one particular day, whether it is walking on walls, we'll find out about that in a moment, training in a boxing gym, or diving into a swimming pool. In fact, diver Shona Carton from Blanchardstown is one of those featured in this series, and we'll speak to Shona in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to Ciún McAneil, who's a series producer of Life's Like This. Life's Like This. Ciún, thank you very much indeed for coming in. And Shona, we'll talk to you in just a moment. What's it all about?
The idea was to try and capture the moments that kids themselves have between the times that we organise their lives. So we send them to school, we drive them piano classes, we do all these things for them. But they actually live their lives in the little moments between that, waiting for bus stops. So what we asked them to do was to film a moment of their lives and send it to us. It didn't. We had no requirements. It didn't have to be about anything. And we were just inundated with some extraordinary
footage.
I bet you
were.
Extraordinary.
Presumably you got permission from the parents.
They had to fill in forms, absolutely, at the end to submit and all that sort of complicated stuff. So, yes, everything that will be aired and is being aired since 8 this morning has been cleared by the parents.
And is it across both networks, RTE2 and RTE1?
It's just across RTE2 today.
Just two?
Yeah. So from 8 this morning till 7 this evening. But they're all on the player as well. So if you've missed any of them, you can follow them up on.
It's a snapshot in time.
It's a snapshot in time on the 25th
of September.
At this
moment, in this place.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what was happening. What's it got to do with the referendum?
The idea came from, directly it has nothing as such to do with it, but the idea actually came from that, in that everybody was talking about the referendum during the summer, and it occurred to me that the only people that will not be able to vote at all are the very people that the actual act itself concerns. So the idea was to give them a voice and hear what they had to say about whatever it was. And truly extraordinary stuff. We've Connor Jackson explaining what it's like to be autistic. Mm-hmm. We've Jenny Flynn, who can walk on walls.
She basically,
you know, when you open your door and you've the hallway, she can put one foot on either side of the hallway and climb the wall. Spider-Man type. I mean, it is a proper life skill. Never mind knowing.
I saw a clip of some Irish young fella doing that on Oops TV not so long ago. And he fell down. I think on the cat.
But Jenny doesn't fall. Jenny doesn't fall.
And this is what she does.
This is what she does. Yes. Okay, yeah. So it was the full spectrum from children, like the clip you played there. She's doing her homework. So Susie is doing her homework. So it literally is from everything, from the mundane to the extraordinary. Like we've Victoria Smiley-Homa, who's a Polish girl from Galway, and she shows us the largest pumpkin in her garden. So you've from that to, well, the clip of diving, which is truly extraordinary, which I know you're going to get on to. The biggest problem we had was trying to squeeze it all in. In fact, we didn't squeeze it all
in. So the little vignettes of 3 minutes.
The little vignettes. Which are going, and they mark the hour, so the things you're seeing at 4 o'clock happened in that hour. And again, there'll be a documentary which will be longer, so we'll be able to put more things in, which will be shown at Christmas time. So, you know, the 25th of September 2012 has been marked by children for children.
Very interesting idea. Let's talk to Shona now. Shona, thank you for coming in. Great to see you. Now, you made one of these little video stories. Tell me about yours.
Well, mine happened last year. I fractured my back and doing an inward 1.5 from 7 metres high.
Doing a what?
Inward 1.5.
What's that?
It's a dive where you stand backwards and you throw into the wall. So it's like forwards, but it's backwards. And I just went over and landed wonky in the water and thought it was a pulled muscle. And one of the girls grabbed me out of the water. And I just went onto the mat and they rang my mum and she just said, it's a pulled muscle, she'll be grand for the competition. So I did a 3-day competition in a lot of pain with just a rub for my back. and went to the osteopath on Wednesday, and they told me that I had to go to Temple Street Hospital to get an x-ray, and that it's a Scotty dog fracture, which put me out diving for 4 months hard training, and I had to go and just keep doing core work and Pilates to strengthen my back.
My goodness. And you went back diving?
Yep.
Are you mad?
I think so.
Yeah. So what is your little video about? Because presumably you weren't videoing yourself when that happened to you a year ago. This project hadn't even started then. So what's your little video about today?
My video is about how I got over my fear of doing that dive once more.
Yeah.
So it's just about my new dive, which I lost when I fractured my back.
So I see Shamrock Diving Club on your sweater.
Yeah.
Is that the diving club you're with?
That is.
And where are they based?
They're based in the National Aquatic Centre on Portishead Road.
Up in Dublin 15. Is that where you live?
That's where I live.
And you go to school around that area as well?
Yeah.
And now, are you planning for the Olympics? Is that the long-term dream for you?
Well, I don't have the dives yet, but we need the facilities for it. So, but I want to get a scholarship to America for a platform diver.
And will you?
I will.
That's, yes, we can, is Peter Lynn sort of thing. Anyway, the very best of luck. So Shona's little story will be shown today as well.
Yeah, 4 o'clock, so you can see it during the show. So you see her basically going back on her first dive back since the accident. A very, very, very dramatic video. So they're, as I say, they're on the website and they're shown during the course of the day, and then subsequently they'll be shown on other days by RTE, as yet to be decided. But as I say, they're all lined up on the RTE website. The Life's Like This website, the hours across, so you can just click on any hour and just watch that particular 3 minutes, or indeed all of them. But Jonas is great. It's very, very powerful piece. Makes most people cry when they watch it.
Well, we'll put a little link on our website to rte.ie/mini. Shona, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Best of luck in the future.
You.
Be careful up there, as they say. Thank you, and thank you very much. Interesting project. And now you'll know what it is if you happen to be watching the telly and wondering, what's all this about? Now you know.